Good morning and welcome to CAU Now on Atlanta's Jazz Station, 91.9 WCLK. We are a proud licensee of Clark Atlanta University, and this special program tells about what's happening at one of America's greatest HBCUs. Here's your host for CAU Now, WCLK Operations Manager Rob Maynard.
Good morning and welcome to this special edition of CAU Now. Recently, Carl Ware, author and Clark Atlanta University Board of Trustees Chairman Emeritus, joined David C. Linton on Jazz 91.9 to talk about the Freddie Cole Jazz Legacy Endowed Scholarship. Contributions to this scholarship fund will support the education of Clark Atlanta University students majoring in music and Jazz 91.9 WCLK. Here is a rebroadcast of their conversation.
We've got a great show for you this morning. We've got a great guest, somebody who's been here before, no stranger to WCLK or to Clark Atlanta University. He's a chairman emeritus of the trustees, sat on our board. He's also broke some glass ceilings. I think he also broke some glass roofs in corporate America. Former city council member here in Atlanta, elected in 1973, president of the council, and is successful, super successful executive at Coca-Cola, where he held several distinguished positions as a vice president, then a senior vice president, and then president of the Africa group. So there's just so many things. The last time he was here, he spoke with Morris Baxter as he released his book, Portrait of an American Businessman, One Generation from Cotton Field to Boardroom. That's the one and only Mr. Carl Ware. Mr. Ware, welcome to WCLK once again.
Well, good morning, David, and thanks for inviting me back again. I'm always thrilled to come by and say hello and to kind of listen out for the good news of jazz from my favorite radio station. Not just jazz station, but my favorite radio station, WCLK 91.9. I'm thrilled to be here and honored to be here to talk about an initiative, and that is honoring an authentic American jazz artist, Freddie Cole, legendary Freddie Cole. He was an amazing musician, an American musical treasure. He was my friend. His legacy will now live on through the establishment of the Legacy Endowed Scholarship Fund, named in his honor, the Lionel Frederick Cole Endowed Scholarship, which will benefit students at CAU majoring in music, concentrating in jazz, instrumental vocals, and music production. And so CAU as an institution will benefit from this as it CAU continues its legacy in the fine arts and helping to enhance the great contribution that you guys at WCLK continue to make in the growth and vitality of Atlanta's jazz treasure, WCLK 91.9 FM.
All right.
So, you know, CAU is sort of a natural and logical institution for this initiative. It's Freddie's hometown. CAU is world-renowned jazz orchestra, Jazz Under the Stars concert, the WCLK itself. It's a combination made for preserving and enhancing America's original art form. And I'm just delighted to help lead the initiative to establish this legacy position for one of our great jazz musicians of all time.
Yes, Freddie is definitely one of the greats. Many people know he was the younger brother of Nat King Cole, and he always talked about having to come out of the shadows of his older brother, but he definitely came out of those shadows and was a great vocalist and prepared, provided us with such great music. So tell me, when we lost him earlier this year at the age of 88, so how did the conversation go about creating the scholarship? I mean, was it something that had been talked about before, or was it motivated by his passing?
Well, David, actually, the conversation started about honoring Freddie about 2 years ago. And ironically, while Freddie was still touring and out there performing, a mutual friend of ours, Morris Dillard, and Freddie's grandson, Tracy Cole, and I sat down and discussed the opportunity of honoring Freddie with the honorary doctorate degree, or honorary doctor of humane letters, to be specific, at CAU. And this event took place in May of 2019 at the commencement exercise. So his passing then prompted us to take this relationship to another level. And using jazz, Clark Atlanta University, the students studying in music, and WCLK as a sort of a conduit to make this all come together in a very unique and special way that will honor him in perpetuity. And then Freddie, you know, a lot of people knew Freddie as the great performer and artist that he was, but many of us knew him at other levels. That's very, very personal. There's a group of guys who knew him as a member of the Road Dogs.
Okay.
A group of goth buddies from around the country, many of whom were the victims of Freddie's golfing skills on the golf links. And so when Freddie passed away, a group of us got together, along again with Morris Dillard, and decided that we wanted to help initiate this honor by making contributions towards the establishment of the Lionel Frederick Cole Endowed Scholarship Funds. And the Road Dogs are pitching in. I've gotten guys from Texas, from Jamaica, from all over the country, right here in Atlanta, you know, making very, very generous contributions. And not just the Road Dogs, but many friends and admirers from all over the place that are coming and rallying behind this very worthy tribute to an American jazz icon.
Well, that's that is really it's so commendable that you do that, because as we were talking prior to going on the air about, it's so important for us giving back, especially to our HBCUs. And now you just said something that really piqued my interest, because you talked about golf. So what was his handicap?
Well, Freddie was, we never discussed handicap.
Okay.
Of course, but Freddie was a very good golfer. I'd say Freddie was probably a good solid 11 or 12.
Wow.
I mean, he was solid, a very good golfer, avid golfer. And I remember many times seeing him out on the road. I would be out traveling for Coca-Cola, and we would happen to bump into each other and say, oh, well, let's, you know, since we're here in Vegas, let's go out and have a round of golf. And a couple of his guys from the jazz ensemble, the group that he traveled with, we'd go out and we'd have great fun on the golf course. And I remember one time when we were out there in Vegas with the Tiger Woods Foundation, Freddie joined me in playing around the golf with myself and Tiger Woods and a couple of other, you know, people, and it was a thoroughly enjoyable outing. Coca-Cola, of course, was the sponsor of the Tiger Woods Foundation golf tournament annually. We were the first initial conscious of that. So, Freddie, I have so many stories that I could tell about his golf prowess and his fun as he trekked around the links with us. But this is the biggest and most important thing that we could do to honor him. You know, I was a student of music at Clark myself, and during my years there, I was a member of the Clark College Philharmonic Society. I received a partial scholarship in music and actually co-founded a doo-wop group on campus that performed in a few nightclubs around town and always on campus performing on stage. So, you know, music is I have had a lifelong love affair with music. I love jazz. I love an avid listener and supporter of WCOK 91.9. And my job here is to help raise the resources for the initial $100,000 endowment. And we're not going to stop there. We know we're going to get there with the help of all of our listeners and lovers of jazz and friends of WCOK out there listening to us. And whether you are an occasional jazz listener or enjoy it occasionally, or just a lover of music, period, all genre, show your love by supporting the Lionel Frederick Cole Scholarship. And you can make your contributions online to CAU. Just go to CAU.
Edu. Right.
.org. I think that's right.
Well, we'll get it. We'll get
and,
it. And
just scroll down and click on the give button and go to Freddie Cole Scholarship and make a generous contribution, or send your contribution directly to the Office of Institutional Advancement to the attention of my good friend there who runs that business for Clark Atlanta University to make sure that you get your contributions in at Clark Atlanta. And just note that it's for the Freddie Cole Jazz Legacy Endowed Scholarship.
Wow.
So it's an honor for me to lead this initiative. And Sam Burstyn over there at the Institutional Advancement Group, I will be looking to receive your contributions. And they're coming in quite nicely. We need to pick up the pace a little bit. But we're getting great response from friends of Freddie's, lovers of jazz, listeners of WCLK 91.9, and just friends of Clark Atlanta University. We encourage all of our alumni, all of people who are jazz enthusiasts all over the city of Atlanta and within the reach of the bands of WCLK, to come on, let's do this. It's a great cause. Our students will benefit. They will benefit. WCLK will benefit. CAU thanks you. And I especially thank you for listening this morning and agreeing to make, hopefully, your contribution to this great cause.
Well, we will definitely echo those. And if people, if you're just tuning in, I have the pleasure of talking with renowned author and Clark Atlanta University trustee emeritus, Mr. Carl Ware, about the Lionel Frederick Freddie Cole Jazz Legacy Endowment Scholarship that he's just they're establishing here at the university to benefit students in music and WCLK, and it's just a great thing. I'd say, Mr. Cole, Mr. Ware, if you had one piece of advice for a student majoring in music, what would it be?
Be passionate about what you have chosen as your life love. Music is one of the greatest and most important means by which we communicate that we love, and just be passionate about it. Once you choose it, get into it, do it, and be the best you can at it. Freddie Cole would have told you the same thing. I just want to also emphasize the fact that this is not just a Carl Ware initiative. Dr. George French, president of Clark Atlanta University, when we talked about this, you should have seen the enthusiasm that he gave towards supporting this, and we're delighted and honored to have him at the helm of Clark Atlanta University. And I'd just like to make a little quote that I heard him say. He said that Clark Atlanta University is truly honored to be a part of this initiative devoted to preserving the unique genre of jazz while honoring the legacy of an American musical treasure, Freddie Cole. it doesn't get any better than that. And I hope you will join with Dr. French and Sam Burston, all the CAU family, WCLK in particular, to make your contributions. Help us get this thing going. And, you know, the $100,000 is just the beginning.
Well, once again, that you can make your contributions, as Mr. Ware said, go to cau.edu and make your contributions. We'll also have a link at wclk.com so that you can make your contribution to the Freddie Cole Jazz Legacy Endowment Scholarship Fund. Now, with endowments and scholarship, one more question. When is there a target date for the first awarding of the scholarship? Is there a timetable you set up? So, because sometimes people may be slow.
As we go through this very difficult planning period for due to COVID-19,
yes.
And as we begin to reestablish all of our protocols on campus, you'll hear more about when the actual schedule selection criteria, student selection, the amounts, and all of that detail, which will be worked out with the scholars and experts and practitioners there on campus. I'm sure WCLK will have ample access to that information and can get it out to students as well as to the general public.
Well, we will definitely do that. We really want to thank you, Mr. Ware, for taking the time, one, to be on the air and tell us about this. This is great news. Also, to spearhead this initiative, as you said, it's not you alone, but there has to be a leader or a spearhead. So we thank you for taking that role. And we thank you so much. We'd like to thank our president, Dr. George T. French, Jr., and the vice president of Institutional Affairs, Sam Burston, for all of that they've done to get this initiative started. And again, if you want more information, you can go to cau.edu or you can go to wclk.com. Mr. Ware, have a great day. Stay safe. And we'll keep the jazz music flowing just for you here on 91.9 FM WCLK.
Thank you very much. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, sir.
It's a pleasure.
You've been listening to CAU Now, a public service of Atlanta's Jazz Station, 91.9 WCLK. Thanks to our guests today for participating. For more information about opportunities at Clark Atlanta University, please visit cau.edu. You can share or listen to this program on demand at wclk.com. CAU Now is produced for WCLK by Shed Jackson and Rob Maynard. Thanks for listening.